Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Jesus, in another place, tells his apostles that his daily food is to do the will of his Father. Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? It's kind of a pity during the Christmas time that we just have a couple weeks where we have our manger scenes, our nativity scenes out. It's just so beautiful to behold this infant Jesus lying there with Mary and Joseph gathered around him. It's really precious. You get the whole holy family right there. And in every nativity scene, I've never seen one where Mary and Joseph are just locking eyes with each other deeply in love. You know, that would be very special in its own way. But in every nativity scene you ever see, this one included, Joseph and Mary, their attention is on Jesus. That he is the center of this picture. He is the center of their own lives. And when we consider our own families, we have to ask, what's the center of our family life? What brings us together? What unites us? C.S. Lewis, he would talk about this a lot. C.S. Lewis talks about friendship and ultimately about family life. Is that real love isn't about two people who gaze deeply into each other's eyes. It's two people who are standing side by side, gazing, looking, desiring, hoping for the same goal, the same purpose. And that depending on whatever it is that you're aiming for, your level of friendship will be sort of only as strong as the same thing that you're aiming for. Like if me and my buddies are just looking to drink some beers and have a good time, that only lasts so long as we're drinking beers and having a good time. Or if the thing that binds us, unites us, is our love for football, it's like that can only bind us for so long, and it can only reach such a level. But if what unites us is our love for God, then that endures through this life and in the life to come. If our goal, our desire, our aim is the love of God, then all of my joys, all of my sacrifices, all of my struggles, the daily tasks that I have to endure, all of that gets brought into this relationship so that Jesus, there at the center of the Holy Family with Mary and Joseph, that Mary and Joseph's attention is fixed on him, that's the place to be. And parents, for you, that isn't your instruction, like keep your eyes fixed on your kids. No, the instruction is keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, that he is the reason, he is the goal that we strive for. To do his will and the Father's will must be the ultimate desire of our lives. And if we seek after anything else, we go astray. You think of the Holy Family as this ideal, then it's nearly impossible. Like, how am I supposed to be as holy as Jesus and Mary and Joseph? We're just a big old dysfunctional family, Father. It's like, I know you are. But every dysfunctional family, every bad family has a hint of good. And every good family has a hint of bad. And all of it can be redeemed. All of it needs to be redeemed. And Satan knows the cracks that exist in your life. Satan knows the cracks that he can get in and wiggle in and drive families apart. And that's his ultimate play against humanity, is to break apart families. Satan loves to destroy families because it's the institution that was founded from God in the Garden of Eden. It's so profoundly good that it gets to the heart of everything that we do, family life. And so Satan's ultimate play is to destroy the family, to rip husband and wife apart, to put children against their parents, parents against their children. And I present to you today the gift that is Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph, you know, Satan knew, I'm not going to be able to pull Jesus away from his mission. The Blessed Mother is completely consecrated, dedicated to God, her Father, the spouse of the Holy Spirit. So who am I going to get? Let's play Satan for a second. He's going to go after Joseph, the father of the family. That Satan is going to go after Joseph because he knows that Joseph is weaker than Mary, weaker than Jesus. So that if Satan is going to somehow or another spoil this holy family, he's going to go after the father. That's why Joseph, there's a special litany to Saint Joseph and all the titles that he has. And there's one title in particular that stands out from the rest, that Joseph is the terror of demons. Joseph is the terror of demons because if Satan was going to unfoil the Holy Family, it was always going to be through Joseph. And yet Joseph is the righteous man that we hear about in the scriptures. Joseph is the one who hears the word of God and lives it in his daily existence, that he was faithful to his wife, he was faithful to his child, that he was a man of the Lord who observed the laws of Israel, that he brought his son to be dedicated in the temple, he brought his son up for Passover in Jerusalem, that Joseph was a man who wanted to do the will of the Father and love his wife and his son. If you and I are going to exist in holy families, we need holy dads to be the terror of demons, to be the protector of their families, so that Jesus' life can dwell, so that Jesus' life can flourish. Joseph and Mary in the nativity scene are fixed on Jesus because that's where life springs from. Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." As much as you and I grasp and crave for more and more and more, what's going to satisfy, what's going to fulfill is only going to come from the Lord. Jesus' desire is to be in his Father's house. His desire as a boy, as an infant, as an adult, as Jesus is hanging on the cross, his desire is to do the Father's will. And you and I, our desire has to be to keep Jesus at the center of our families, of our lives, so that he can lead us wherever it is that our family needs to go. So today in particular, we ask the intercession of the Holy Family, maybe Joseph in particular, that we too might live holy lives to do the Father's will, so that the Lord might look upon us and lead us to be like this holy family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.